Track 4, Mental Diagnoses, Physical Handicap, and Leaving. In the last track, we discussed psychological control and the role it played in leaving related to sexual dominance, social isolation, social humiliation, and a charming exterior. In this track, we will discuss mental health issues as a life-generated risk factor for battered women. As you know, not every risk a battered woman considers when evaluating her abusive situation are batterer-generated. Life-generated risk and circumstances such as mental health, financial limitations, racism, and other biases are aspects of a battered woman's life over which she may have little or no control. Have you found, like I, that although battered women have no power over their life-generated risks, the risks still negatively impact their safety and her decision to leave? Let's look at three negative impacts a life-generated risk had on Lori, a 55-year-old battered woman. Negative impact upon leaving number one, increased batterer control. Lori had been in psychotherapy and taking medication for depression for several years. Lori's partner, Phil, had beaten and raped Lori for the majority of their marriage and used Lori's life-generated risk of mental illness against her for control. In one session, Lori stated, "One night I called the police, but Phil said to me, 'You had better tell them nothing happened, you crazy old bat. They would never believe a crazy woman anyway. They'd probably just cart you off to the loony bin.' When the police showed up, I told them we had just been in an argument, but that nothing had really happened. I didn't know what else to do." As with many batterers, Phil was able to use Lori's medication against her to further his control over her. He used the threat that no one would believe her to keep her from telling the police what had really happened. As you know, a batterer may also control his partner by using a disability to humiliate her or to threaten her to keep her away from her children. Are you currently treating a client with a life-generated risk factor related to a physical or mental condition? If so, do you need to explore the impact of this risk factor and the impact this control tool has upon your client's decision to leave? Does she need to be provided with added validations like, "You are handling so much," or "I admire your strength"? Negative impact number two, authority unresponsiveness. In addition to increased batterer control, the life-generated risk of mental illness can also result in a second negative impact, authority unresponsiveness. Lori stated, "A few weeks later, Phil was threatening to throw all my pills down the toilet, and when I started to go after them, he started kicking me. I called the police again, but this time I told them everything. They believed me too, until Phil told them that I was crazy. He showed them my prescription bottles and said that I just needed to take my medication. So then the police just left." Has your client on medication or with other disabilities been inaccurately judged and thus is unable to utilize certain services or resources? Do you have an advocacy system within your town in which you could connect them? Negative impact number three, court leniency. Lori eventually left Phil. Lori stated, "I did everything the prosecutor said. I wanted Phil to do jail time for what he had done to me. But the prosecutor decided to plea bargain my case to a lesser charge with a sentence of 6 months probation. He said he bargained because of my mental history made me a bad witness." Here is a checklist for you to consider with your mentally or physically handicapped client regarding supporting her decision to leave. Do I understand her perspective regarding her mental or physical impairment? Do I understand how her abusive partner may manipulate such risks to further his control? I asked Lori, "Besides the trouble with Phil, what are you worried about now? What do you think would happen if you tried to leave? Are you seeing your client through their eyes? Are you aware of the reality of biases and discriminations she is facing? Do you need to ask your client, when did you feel you were discriminated against? Are you currently treating an obese client, for example, who suffers from increased batterer control, authority unresponsiveness, and court leniency because of mental and/or physical conditions that are out of her control? The next track will take a different focus regarding battering control techniques by examining the role that double bind or paradox plays in your client's decision to leave. Question number 4. What are 3 negative impacts a mental or physical handicap may have upon a battered woman's decision to leave?